Hello and welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During these sessions, we are going to highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Tammy Wagner, and we are here with my colleague, Dee Kayser.
Hello.
We are the Quality Improvement Advisors for Great Plains Quality Innovation Network, and we appreciate you tuning in today. Our subject is diabetes self-management education and support, often referred to simply as DSMES or diabetes education. November is National Diabetes Month, and this is a time when communities across the country team up to bring attention to diabetes. This year's focus is on managing diabetes by building your healthcare team, and an integral part of that team are diabetes educators. These people are trained to help people with type 1 and type 2 diabetes set, reach, and maintain their diabetes goals. So, hello, Dee.
Hello, and hello to everyone listening.
Would you explain to us what diabetes self-management education and support is?
Yes, I'll be glad to. So, diabetes education is an evidence-based program to empower people with diabetes to navigate self-management decisions and activities to help them manage their diabetes, which in turn helps them with better health outcomes. Managing diabetes is different for everyone, depending on their age, other medical conditions they may have, and if they live alone, with family, or maybe they're at a senior living residence of some type, such as independent living, assisted living, or in a nursing home. There are different types of diabetes education. Some are free, some charge your insurance, and billable diabetes services must meet certain standards to be officially accredited or recognized by either the Association of Diabetes Care and Education Specialists or the American Diabetes Association. And diabetes education is covered under Medicare Part B and most private health insurance companies because it is recognized as a part of comprehensive diabetes care. Most insurance plans, and that includes Medicare Part B, they cover up to 10 hours of diabetes education as an initial benefit. And that initial benefit can be accessed at any time after your diagnosis. It doesn't have to just be during that first period when you get the diagnosis. It can be accessed at any time. So after the initial benefit is used, those 10 hours, Medicare covers 2 hours of education each calendar year as a follow-up benefit, and that can be with the diabetes educator or with the dietitian. So many health plans follow Medicare coverage, so you really want to check and make sure your insurance plan has it as a covered benefit.
Sure. Thank you, Dee. Mm-hmm. That first initial diagnosis of diabetes, there's so much that you need to learn.
So much.
So why is it important that people receive diabetes self-management education and support?
Well, that education is tailored to your individual needs, goals. It takes into consideration what's going on in your life. It's not a cookie cutter approach.
So it's really the self-management part. You have to choose for yourself. What?
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly right. So that evidence-based framework for this education, it has 7 self-care behaviors that a person with diabetes really needs to learn about. And those are healthy coping with diabetes, healthy eating, being active, taking your medications, monitoring blood sugars, and then problem solving when you aren't getting the blood sugar results you want, and reducing risk factors that lead to diabetes-related complications, which are things like chronic kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, and blindness, just to name a few. Diabetes education, it can be offered through in-person class and individual appointments, and now it is able to be given online. Diabetes education has been shown to help a person with diabetes lower their A1C, which is that 3-month average blood sugar, by as much as 1%.
That's amazing how important the diabetes education is. You know, when you were talking about reducing risk factors that lead to diabetes-related complications, those things like the chronic kidney disease, the cardiovascular disease, the blindness, you and I have talked about this before, where I don't know that everyone understands the we call it thick, sludgy blood that's running through your veins, mm-hmm. your arteries, and the chronic kidney disease, the cardiovascular disease, and blindness. Can you explain that a little bit?
Right. So when your blood sugar is high, mm-hmm. it is thick. Mm-hmm. And a good explanation of that is to think of your blood like ketchup. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when a blood sugar is high, it can be as thick as just ketchup out of a bottle. Mm. And when I say high, I mean in the 400, 500 level. So when it's down where a target of between 100 and 200, you know, think about ketchup that's pretty watery, flows very quickly, sure. doesn't stick. It just is more like a watery substance. So that is why it's so important to get the tools you need to be able to self-manage, problem solve, and be able to know when you need extra help.
You bet. Absolutely. So that thick, sludgy blood's not trying to get those through those little yes. tiny, tiny capillaries.
Yes. And those teeny, tiny capillaries are in places like our kidneys. It's our filtration system.
Absolutely.
And then the eyes, those tiny little vessels in the eyes, yeah. they can't stand it and they burst. And we call that the spider web when you look through blood vessels that are damaged in the eye. It's like looking through a spider web.
Oh, it's important.
Yes.
All right. Who should receive diabetes self-management education yeah. and support?
So the short answer is everyone with diabetes. It doesn't matter their age, whether they have type 1, whether they have type 2, or even pre-diabetes. There are programs out there for people who have pre-diabetes, which we know is a precursor that if you don't, it's kind of like a kick in the butt, I guess you could yeah. say, that if you don't make some changes in your lifestyle, your eating, your activity, that the odds are very good that you could develop type 2 diabetes.
I had that kick in the butt.
I know you did. And you've done an amazing job at exercise and diet and weight loss. And you're kind of our poster child for this. So.
Well, I just did not want diabetes. I if I can help it, stave it off as long as possible.
Yeah, you're doing great work. So with that answer being everyone with diabetes, it's always good to include a family member or a caregiver to receive the education so they can support the person that has the diabetes in the day-to-day life, because diabetes just isn't something that you take care of by yourself. You have to have the support of family members. And as a diabetes educator myself, we used to say, you know, this is a family affair. This is not just something this person's going to deal with, and it is going to affect everybody else in the family. So it's really good to bring some support person with you. The more that they can help you with the day-to-day struggles, mm-hmm. the better off everyone's going to be. So, but there are actually 4 key times when a person with diabetes should seek out education. And that, of course, you know, the number one time is when they receive the diagnosis. There yeah. is a plethora of things, tasks that a person with diabetes has to do. So, of course, at diagnosis, and then every year, because a lot of the diabetes care can change, and things like new blood sugar testing, continuous glucose monitoring, new testing ways, new testing equipment, and then medication options. You know, we're coming out with something new all the time for diabetes. And when a person is not meeting their treatment goals, which would be blood sugars running high or low, or that A1C is not in target. If complications from diabetes develop, so if you go in for your annual checkup and they do a kidney function test, yeah. and you know the provider says, ooh, it looks like you've got some indication that the diabetes could be hurting your kidneys, well, that's definitely a time to go in and see the diabetes educator or the dietitian, just to make sure that you're on the right path.
Right.
And then a big one is anytime a transition in life occurs. So that could just be your age, retirement, losing a spouse or significant other, changing where you live, especially if that means leaving your home and going to some senior living accommodations.
Wow. There's a lot of different times we need stressors being one of them. Mm-hmm. Life stressors.
Life stressors.
When you talked about, you know, just all the changes that happen with diabetes, I think of my mom. She's insulin dependent. She was having, oh my gosh, horrible lows until they put that continuous glucose monitor on her. Mm-hmm. And now she's doing so well because it alerts her when she's too high, she needs some insulin, or she was having a lot of lows in the middle of the night. So that was scary for us being, you know, low blood sugar.
And
she lives alone.
Yep.
Yes. So thank you for those.
Mm-hmm.
How does a person with diabetes or their caregiver find a diabetes self-management education and support program?
Well, it's vital to have the conversation with your diabetes healthcare provider and ask for a referral to attend or seek out the free programs that could be in your community. The programs that request a referral from a provider are ones that the cost to attend is billable to insurance, and that includes Medicare. It's not going to be 100% covered. There's always the deductible, and then it pays at 80%. So hopefully if you have supplemental coverage, that'll help pick up the remaining costs. There are some organizations that have scholarship programs to help with the cost. And then those free programs that are offered throughout communities. Sometimes the state departments have them, and they're usually chronic disease management programs, or sometimes they are specific diabetes management programs, but those usually are free or they have a very low cost to attend.
Oh, that's great information. So where are diabetes self-management education and support programs located? I know you said you can get them in person and through online programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are many organizations that have what we call a searchable database or provide information on the types of education programs they offer and whether they're free or billable. And our website, Great Plains, QIN.org, we have got those programs and those searchable databases there for people to explore. And all you have to do is go to our initiative tab and then go to chronic disease management and click on diabetes. And we have those listed there. You can always reach out to us here at Great Plains Quinn by using the Who We Are or the Contact Us tab under About Us. And that's on our website, of course, at greatplainsqin.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dee, for all that information. And we certainly hope that you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ears session on diabetes. And we look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.